Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Automation versus Judgment. There's a shift happening right now. More things are becoming automated. Faster decisions, faster responses, faster outputs. And in a lot of areas, that can be helpful. But in education, there's a question we have to keep asking. What still requires human judgment? Because not everything should be automated. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is my daughter and her love for soccer. Seeing how much it means to her and how it impacts her in a positive way, that's special to watch, y'all. And the second thing that I'm thankful for is dry erase markers. They're simple, but a part of the everyday flow of teaching, truly. Writing, modeling, thinking out loud, they're always there and they're always part of how I teach. And so I'm thankful for them. Third thing, affirmations. Taking a moment to speak something positive, to reset your mindset, that can shift a whole day. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There's a growing ability right now to automate things, to let systems decide, to let tools respond, to let processes run without much thought. And in some areas, that works. But teaching has never been about autopilot. So the topic, once again, is automation versus judgment. So here's what I've been thinking about that. Automation versus judgment. Automation, y'all, is built for efficiency. It is. Automation is designed to make things faster, to reduce time, to reduce effort. Automation is used to create consistency, and that can be helpful, especially for repetitive tasks, like organizing materials or drafting ideas. That efficiency, it has value. But efficiency is not the goal of teaching. Teaching is not just about getting things done. Teaching requires constant judgment. Teaching is decision-making all day long. You adjust in real time based on what you see, based on what you hear, what you feel when you're in a room. Like if there's a lesson that isn't landing and you shift right in the moment, maybe you slow it down, maybe you explain it differently. That's not scripted, that's judgment. Students are not standardized inputs. Automation works best with consistency, predictable patterns, clear inputs. But students are not predictable. They're not consistent. They come with different needs every day. Like when one student is ready to move on, and then you have another student who needs more time in the same lesson. That requires a human response. And context matters in everyday decisions. Context, it shapes decisions. What works in one moment might not work in another moment. You have to read the situation, understand what's happening. Consider students in front of you. Like if you have a student who is off and you choose to check in instead of just correcting that student, that's not random. That's judgment based on context. Not everything should be automated. Just because something can be automated doesn't mean it should be. That line there, it matters, especially in education. Some things require presence, human thinking, human care, like feedback that actually speaks to a student, not just something generated. That difference, it matters. Automation can handle tasks, but it cannot replace judgment. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'll say it again. Automation, it can handle tasks, but it cannot replace that personal, that human judgment. And that's the line that we truly have to protect, y'all. Because judgment comes from experience. Judgment is built over time, through experience, through mistakes, through reflection. You start to notice things. You start to see maybe things that there could be different patterns you start to notice. You see things earlier, maybe where you can tell maybe there's a situation that's about to escalate, and then you step in before it does. And that awareness, it matters, and it can't be automated. Students need responsive teaching. Students don't need fixed responses. They need responsive teaching, adjusted teaching, personalized moments. When you explain something in one way and then shift because you have a student who isn't getting it. That flexibility, it's critical and it matters. That responsiveness matters. That's where learning happens. And over automation, it removes connection. Too much automation creates distance in learning. It removes that interaction. It removes conversation. It strips away and removes relationship. If you have feedback that happens in automation, it becomes generic and it loses its personal touch. And students, they can feel that. Even if they don't say it, connection matters more than efficiency. And teaching, teachers, they have to decide what matters. Teachers decide what gets emphasized, what gets time, what gets attention. That shapes the classroom. Teachers sometimes have to choose, hey, gotta slow down here for a discussion instead of rushing through to finish. Decisions like that matter. That's not automated, that's intentional. That's judgment, y'all. Judgment is what makes teaching human. Judgment is truly what makes teaching human. It's what separates it from automation. It's what allows for connection, for flexibility in the classroom, for understanding. If you have to make a decision that isn't a plan, but you know it's the right decision in that moment, see, that's the work. That's the work of teaching. That's truly the art of teaching. When we think about it, the future of teaching will not be defined by automation, but by the quality of human judgment within it. And that's what you bring, funky teachers, every single day. So as I do a reflective closer, I do want to say this. Wherever you are right now, as more things become automated, as systems get faster, as tools get better, just remember this. Teaching has never been about autopilot. It's been about judgment. And that's not something you replace. That's something you develop. And that's what makes this work matter. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.